I was texting my wife one day after discovering Marriage Heat. I told her I wanted to write about our sexcapades. I told her maybe I would write down a year's worth and put it into an erotic book. It was very discouraging that everything in the erotic world seemed to be about threesomes or screwing your neighbor's wife or other debauchery. Not much about good, clean, raunchy Marriage Heat. I don't remember how I stumbled across Marriage Heat, but I was immediately hooked. I text my wife, I found a place to publish my story. What story? The one of our encounter a couple of weeks ago, I responded. It wouldn't make any money, but it could be fun. Then I text her a link to the story, Caught Masturbating. It was about a couple who liked to catch each other in the act of self-pleasure. Read this, I told her. Is it going to make me horny? She asked, probably because of the little thumbnail that popped up with the link. I text an upside-down smiley face and a halo smiley face. After reading it, she replied, Okay, now I want to masturbate. Me too, I typed. I got a serious hard-on reading that story at my desk. I had to take a deep breath or two. That couple was married 40 years and still being naughty. I think that's amazing, she responded. That can be us. We text a little more about the site, and she wrote, I'm wet. I was counting on it, I quipped. I wish you were here, she continued. You don't know how much I want to masturbate, and I want you to watch me. I text a few surprised-looking emojis and the word geez. Then I want you to jizz all over me. I want to touch your balls as you come all over me. Geez, I'm throbbing, I wrote. It's a shame you won't be home for almost 2 hours. She sent a picture of her pants unzipped, showing the top of her underwear with her hand in her crotch. A little more sex banter went back and forth. Needless to say, my underwear was soaked in pre-cum by the time I got home. After eating, we went upstairs. We had never masturbated with or for each other. It was a bit awkward at first, but we were so hot and ready for it. I had told her I wanted her to start with all her clothes on and show me what she would do if she were alone. She lay on the bed and began rubbing her torso firmly with her hands, up and down her ribs and around her breasts. Then she ran her hand down into her crotch over the top of her pants. She rubbed hard so that she could feel it through the fabric. Then she pulled up her hoodie and exposed her very thin t-shirt. I saw that she had no bra, and I began to tingle. She continued massaging her belly and breast and began to moan quietly. Then she pulled her panties down to her ankles and rubbed her inner thighs. Next, she moved up and was stroking her lips through her panties. The sexual look on her face started getting to me. She pulled her panties open from the side and reached in to touch her lips. Her obvious pleasure made my cock jump in my pants. Then she pulled her fingers out and showed me her sticky honey that made a string of lust between them. I took off my shirt, starting to get into this. I began rubbing my own skin and enjoying myself. I couldn't take my eyes off of her. She pulled her shirt up to her chin, exposing her torso and breasts. She was unashamedly groping herself now. My hand had found its way to my crotch and was rubbing expectantly. Suddenly, passionately, she tore her panties down and removed them along with her pants. She was naked from the neck down. Now she was enjoying herself without any reservations, rubbing and pulling and groping and fingering, moaning like she was seducing me. Mouth open, eyes dark, I stripped off the rest of my clothes, releasing my dick to throb and drip as I began stroking. I got up onto the bed with her for a better look. I wanted to remember this pleasure feast. I watched as she rubbed her lips and spread the juices on her clit. I looked up and she was staring into my eyes with a hot desire. My dick caught fire with passion. I don't know what naughtiness possessed it, but it began to feel electrified. Every stroke was like a horny lightning bolt. As she rubbed herself harder and faster, I began to lose control. I edged forward so my thighs were touching her thighs. I was up on my knees and she was spread wide open for my eyes to devour. My balls seized up tight, and my cock swelled up in my hand. The explosion was electrifying and guttural. I jizzed across her so hard it slammed into her breast and rolled all over her nipple and onto her hoodie. Again, I squirted across her belly. The third squirt of cum rushed out. She put her fingers on the head of my dick and caught it, covering her fingertips in hot sex. She immediately reached down and rubbed the cum onto her clit and down into her lips, pushing it into her hole. She came hard, moaning loudly as my cum continued to drip down on her hand. I knelt and shoved my cock inside her. I wanted to feel her pulsing sex hole sucking and grabbing me. I kissed her softly. We wiped down and she stripped off her hoodie to cuddle with me. I do wish I could have stayed hard just a little longer. But we both had amazing orgasms and enjoyed our first mutual masturbation very much. Thanks, Marriage Heat, for the sexy inspiration.